Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Bruce Strong, Chief Executive Officer of Impact, and this morning I'm joined by our newly appointed Chief Financial Officer, Brett Clark. Thank you for the time to attend our media conference call, where we're going to review our 2012 interim results. Firstly, I'll go through the key points of this morning's state, and then we will take your questions, Brett and I. While the period under review has been challenging, we're pleased to announce a solid set of results. The modernization and optimization of our existing operations, as well as the focus on developing new business opportunities, has positioned us well over the period, despite the many challenges. For the six-month period to 30 June 2012, we increased our underlying operating profit by 8.4% to 222 million rand, and revenue is up 11.7% to 3.2 billion rand. It's important to note that these figures exclude the paper merchant business Paperlink, which we disposed of at the end of March 2011. The results excluding Paperlink should give you a better insight into how the business is actually performing. Return on capital employed climbed to 14.1% in the period from 13.4% in the prior year period. Underlying earnings per share increased to 63.7 cents from 4.3 cents per share in the prior year. A substantial increase attributable to our improved operating performance and substantially lower finance costs, which resulted from the capital restructuring prior to our listing on the JSE in July 2011. Gearing is down to 36% and net debt at 30 June of 1.38 billion rand is down from 1.7 billion at the same date last year, at the end of June last year. Sorry, just prior to listing in July last year. I'll now deal separately with each of our two businesses, which as you've I've heard before, paper and plastics. In the paper business, revenue was up 10.5% at 2.4 billion rand. Volumes, when compared to the prior year, increased on the back of improved packaging demand from the fruit sector, as well as market share gains against imported packaging paper, attributable primarily to the weaker rand in the first half of this year compared to last year. Underlying operating profit of 231 million rand in the paper business was 5% higher than the comparable prior year period due to increased volumes and higher average selling prices, which were partially offset by above inflation increases, especially in electricity, transport, and labor costs. Moving now to the plastics business. Revenue in our plastics business of 823 million rand was 15.2% higher than the comparable prior year period, of which 3% or 3 percentage points is attributable to the acquisition of a PET tray business bought in February 2012. And just to remind you, PET is the raw material that's used to make the clear plastic trays and also the bottles that we make, the plastic bottles we make. Overall volumes were up around 3% in the plastics business, back of higher sales of bulk bins and crates to the agricultural sector, and new business in PET preforms bottles and jars. Average prices for the period were up on the back of higher raw material costs, driven to a large extent by the moving oil price. We are pleased with the progress being made in our plastics business, as reflected in the underlying operating profit, which increased for the period by 64.9%, albeit off a low base in 2011, it increased to 37 million rand. The relocation of our closures plant to Wadeville was successfully completed during the period, and the reorganization of our fast-moving consumer goods packaging business is going very well. This has involved optimization of product ranges and plant layouts in our Robertville and Atlantis plastics packaging factories to better serve our customers and achieve acceptable margins in those businesses. We are also at the earliest stage of considering our approach to PET recycling, which we believe offers some interesting opportunities for the future of our business. Finally, we are pleased that the board has declared a maiden interim dividend of 20 cents per share. Turning now to the outlook, we remain concerned about the continued uncertainty of global economic prospects, which are impacting South Africa and we believe will continue to do so. Consequently, we expect the trading environment to remain highly competitive. Nevertheless, as these results show, we have a solid business which remains well positioned in the sectors in which we operate. In closing, we're a young and ambitious company. 90% of our revenue in 2011 was derived from the sale of products in which we are the leading manufacturer in South Africa. We'll continue to focus on developing our leading market positions in both paper-based and plastic packaging, both domestically and in sub-Saharan Africa. I want to thank you for listening, and Brett and I will now take any questions that you may have.